This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. The number for you to bring up anything you want is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And enjoy all the features there. You get to vote on the stuff there on the front page. In fact, you can submit to the site, and then other people can vote on what you've submitted. Maybe it's a news article or a blog post or whatever you think's interesting. YouTube video, you post it, and then others may vote on it. We might talk about it on the radio waves. Of course, the best way to get your ideas on the air is to call in, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Skype, you can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm. Coming up, the newspapers in America have had a really tough last decade and a half, actually. And they're trying some really desperate measures to try to bring it back, to try to keep the business alive. And probably the most bizarre one I've ever heard, we'll tell you about here in a little bit. But first, we've got Paul. He is on the line, and he's calling from Chile via Skype. Hello, Paul. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I wanted to call in about the Build-A-Bear conspiracy.
The Build-A-Bear conspiracy?
What is that?
Okay, well, somebody called into Free Talk Live a few years ago and was talking about the Build-A-Bear conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this got me interested. So I've been doing lots of research, guys. Lots of research. I'm a researcher.
3 years.
Okay? This isn't a joke, Ian, okay?
No, it sounds very serious.
Yes, it is serious. Now, kids across America are getting indoctrinated in malls. They're trying to indoctrinate them into the Fluffinati. The Fluffinati, okay? They put evil ghost aliens into the bears. And they put RFID chips into the ghost aliens that they put inside the bears. So kids are taking these home. And then, I mean, the lizard alien Jews are being controlled by the Build-A-Bears. Okay.
And what do they have to do with the so I'm sorry, the bears themselves are controlling some alien group?
No. It's so simple, Mark.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
So wait, let me see if I'm following you. So the Illuminati, wait, no, not the Illuminati.
Nope.
The lizard people, or the lizard aliens, they're putting these bears out there to do something to the children of the world?
No, okay, all right. This is how it works. The Fluffinati is at the top, which consists of bears that are inhabited by ghost aliens.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Now, the ghost alien bears, they control the lizard alien Jews.
Okay.
And the lizard alien Jews are the ones that are putting the bombs inside of the bears to send them home. Okay?
Have any of these bombs detonated? Because I haven't heard of a single one.
Listen, Mark, they're waiting. They're waiting.
Right. Simultaneous detonation.
Yes, exactly. This is all about population.
Now, to what number are they waiting? I mean, so obviously they're waiting for enough bears to be distributed among the homes of the United States. But what's the magic number? Did your research reveal that?
Well, you know, I have a lot more research that I need to do. But I have a few facts that I want to go over with you guys. The Build-A-Bear ghost aliens are flying the planes that spray chemtrails.
That really ties it all together. And, Paul, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. As plausible a conspiracy as I've ever heard here on Free Talk Live.
It's absolutely ridiculous is what it is.
Toll-free number tonight if you'd like to share yours with us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But he really didn't do anything much more ridiculous than the average kind of conspiracy show might. I mean, he just cobbled together some various different conspiracies out there. Why wouldn't that be any more believable than the rest of them?
Indeed.
And I love how he kept talking about all his research, because conspiracy theorists love, for those of you who are new to the show, this is an open phone show. Anyone can call in about any ridiculous theory. And so we've had our share of conspiracy theorists calling the show. And they always love to brag about how much research. I've done hundreds of hours of research. This has consumed my life.
That's when they're not telling us how we need to be doing our research.
Our own research, yeah.
But
to prove it.
It's not that I don't think people need to do research. It's just that where you do your research is a real issue. If you're going to...
So chemtrails.com, probably not.
Right. If you're going to go to some website that only backs up your recent theory,
right. Then
you're going... You can find something to back up whatever crazy conspiracy theory you have, no matter what it is. And I don't know what it is. I'm sure I'm a conspiracy theorist too. I think everybody is. I think that this is the human condition, is to take sort of facts that we have and kind of cobble them together and create stories out of them. And I think that this is probably a very useful skill, and that's the reason humans have it. But I think that it can go out of control. It's on a bell curve, and if you are cobbling too much information together, you're a paranoid schizophrenic, right? Like, there's a helicopter. They must be broadcasting mind control waves into my brain exclusively. Mm. Like, that is not, that doesn't follow. It's a non sequitur. So, yeah.
Well, it seems like a universal human trait that we always think. Let me start over. I often think that people are doing things that it's all about me. You know, I think that people's behavior, they're acting some way because of something I've done.
Even if that's not the case.
Yeah. And
if there's no evidence for that being the case.
Right. So if you see a helicopter and you're, you think that some black helicopters have sinister motives, it's only natural for you to think that he's there for you.
What else would he be there for?
So you can share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Have you guys ever seen the React channel on YouTube?
No.
Johnny Ray, React channel?
No.
So they've got these great videos, and there's a series of them. They kind of do different themes. But basically they get children, teenagers, and elderly folk, not too elderly, usually like over maybe 50, so older generation folk, and they sit them down and they have them do something and react to it. Maybe it's watching a K-pop video, or maybe it's like with the kids, they'll have the kids react to technology, old technology.
Yeah.
So they'll like bring out an old rotary phone and sit it in front of them and see if the kids can figure out. I mean, these kids are great with a smartphone, right? Can they figure out the old rotary phone? And the reactions are priceless in some cases. Some of the things that these kids say, they're probably all under 10.
I saw the one with the phone. Those kids are adorable.
They're so cute. But the things they say are hilarious as well as the observations, you know, out of the mouths of babes, the observations they make about some of the features of these old devices. Well, one of the more recent ones is kids react to typewriters. And, I mean, these things, they're just amazing old pieces of technology that are so clunky and so ridiculous in comparison to what people are used to now. Now, if you want to type and you've got a smartphone, you don't even have to lift your finger up from the phone. Of course, you know, 20 years from now, we'll all be looking back at smartphones and wondering what the hell we were doing. But it's just amazing to watch the youth of today looking at this old tech.
I learned I'm a Selectric too.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's that?
That is
not one of those electronic typewriters.
You turn it on and it hums.
Mm-hmm.
Tick. Right. And it's It was, I don't know, it was all sort of this one piece, form fitted. It looks very sort of modern when modern was modern, instead of modern being old as hell. And, you know, you'd hit the buttons and it tack, 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 tack. It had it had the spherical typing thing, not the arms didn't come up and strike the page. Yeah. It had a, it had the letters all on one spherical ball.
I never had one of those things.
Yeah, those electric typewriters were really, really powerful seeming.
They were powerful. Powerful, like you lose a finger in there if you weren't careful.
My parents actually had an electric typewriter that you could type a line in first, and it would then print the whole line. So it was like kind of halfway.
Yeah, that was like a word processor.
Yeah, that's one of the early word processor things, right. Like a Brother or something like that. That's I remember those too.
But I also remember the old clack clack where the wire.
I couldn't. I learned on these things. I should be able to handle typos. No, I mean I'm terrible. I have to go back, click, 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 backspace, backspace, backspace.
So there's amazing news about the typewriter that I'm going to share with you when we come back here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
I'm Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 22nd, 2014, gold opened at $1,279.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,325.82, $662.91 for a half ounce, or $331.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,325.82, $662.91, and $331.45.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're kind of remembering old technology here just for a little bit. It was a, sort of a preface to a larger story about the news media, specifically newspapers. The dying breed of papers, those that remain, what are they doing? What desperate measures are they taking to try to remain relevant, to try to remain productive, to try to remain profitable, to try to keep subscribers? Because they've been hemorrhaging subscribers. Many papers have been hemorrhaging subscribers in cash. They've been cutting their newsroom staff. They've been cutting left, they've been cutting right, and they think they're going to cut their way to success. I don't think it's going to work that way. They're trying to, add in digital components, but yet at the same time, they want to lock down the digital components and stop people from actually, accessing their product online unless they've actually paid some sort of fee first. But there's a new technique that's going to revolutionize the newspaper business, at least if one paper is to be believed. They're trying something new. We'll share that with you. Let's sit there, actually trying something old. We'll give you the details here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
CoinsInTheKingdom.com. We're heading down to Orlando for a Bitcoin party at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. There's going to be lots and lots of speakers there. People from Empowered Law, Sean's Outpost, MIT's Bitcoin Project. Bitcoin pioneer Charlie Shrim is going to have a little robot going around, from what I understand. Skyhook. Ian, you know something about the Skyhook machine?
Yeah, those things are cool.
Yeah, you can buy Bitcoins with them. Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me, Bitcoin Not Bombs will be there. Mycelium, the Chamber of Digital Commerce. If you want to know things about Bitcoin, it's a good place to be. And it's going to be a lot of fun if you're in the sort of the Bitcoin community. Tickets are $60. It's at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney, Saturday, October the 4th to Monday, October 6th. Hotel rooms are $100, $99. Kids under 12 are free. Funds mandatory. Come celebrate magic internet money at the Magic Kingdom. CoinsInTheKingdom.com.
Love it.
CoinsInTheKingdom.com.
All right, so we'll tell you what the newsroom, one of the newsrooms of America is doing to try to increase their productivity. But first, Pizza Guy's on the line in Fargo. You're on Free Talk Live, Pizza Guy.
Hey, thanks a lot. I first wanted to plug Liberty Bits. You plugged them a few days ago, and I think that's really awesome what they're doing. It's obviously, that's something I wanted to do for you guys. I got tied up in that house again. But
yeah, Liberty Bits. Really, that's a new project by Eric Freerock, who is the host of Cop Block Radio, one of the hosts of Cop Block Radio. He also lives here in the Keene area. And it's basically his baby. He's taking episodes of Free Talk Live and cutting up segments of the show and uploading them as YouTube videos, which is something that,
love that,
we would have loved to have done on our own, but we don't have the time for. And hopefully he'll be able to monetize it and keep at it, because apparently people are liking it. So what is it, YouTube.com/LibertyBits? Do you know offhand?
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly Fantastic. What it is. I went there after hearing about it on Free Talk Live. I didn't even know that was happening. I think there's a lot of money to be made on the YouTube if you can get that SEO right, so, and spread your guys' message. So it's a win for everybody. I'm excited for that. So
fantastic.
So what I wanted to call about today, I wanted to ask you what you think about the Communist Party.
Don't know if, do they exist? I guess they do exist. There's a Socialist Workers Party. I'm sure there's a Communist Party.
They certainly existed at one point.
The U.S. I imagine they're fairly small, pretty ineffective at getting on the ballot. I'm not sure I understand the thrust of your question.
Well, it does sound like the primrose path, so I'll go ahead and say that I used to be an anarcho-commie, and I think that communism sounds awesome when we all die and go to heaven. But until then, private property and free trade is going to be the best system for maintaining peace and personal responsibility.
Okay, well, all right. I was having a thought, about how, I don't know if you know, there is a Communist Party in America, not small, and they actually endorsed Obama. I don't know if you're aware of that. When he ran in 2008, he received their endorsement. And a lot of people thought that maybe that was going to hurt him, but, obviously it didn't because he won presidency.
Apparently not.
I was wondering, obviously Obama is not a pure communist. He would be an incremental step between status quo and communist paradise.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of communists think that the step between where we are and communism is socialism. That's what Marx said. But Marx also suggested that the state would wither away as socialism increased, which sounds like an obviously ludicrous statement. So if one likes communism, I suppose, I think one needs to sort of check one's premises if you think that socialism is going to lead to communism. But I think that the Barack Obama probably is not inaccurately described as a democratic socialist.
So I'm just curious, did you say, maybe I misheard you, that the Communist Party is not a small party?
Well, I mean, that it's not like they have no members. I think they're bigger than maybe, like, the Constitution Party. I guess I really don't know.
I don't think they're bigger than the Constitution Party, at least according to Wikipedia. Let's see. There is no estimate on Constitution Party and how many members they have. But the estimate in the that's listed, at least on Wikipedia, is 2,000 in the Communist Party as compared to, let's say, over 300,000 in the Libertarian Party. Of course, neither party has any elected state representatives anywhere, but there you go. So I mean, it seems like the Communist Party's pretty irrelevant at this point.
What I was really trying to do was bring it back around to my old, very tired incrementalist arguments, wherein I say, to get from here to there, Rand Paul is an awesome solution, and I was going to try to...
Wow, you're turning into a one-note Tony on this one. I mean, that's been the topic of your last three phone calls.
Well, Liberty Bits inspired me. I was actually going to call about slavery and Nazi Germany today, but Liberty Bits got me all excited, and I wanted to get...
Why is that? Do you think the Liberty Bits is in favor of Rand Paul?
No, I think he's actually titles make it very clear that he's against Rand Paul. But I wanted to have a bite-sized YouTube.
But any mention of Rand Paul just gets your juices flowing.
What is it that you like about Rand Paul as a presidential candidate?
Yeah, I like that it's happening. I guess I don't like him. I don't like his policies, but I like that that he's there and that he's having success. Right.
So you like that the ideas of liberty, at least in part, are having some success?
Well, like I say, if we're going from here to there, there's going to have to be a middle ground. And if we're going to get there, that's what that middle ground would look like. And so I'm excited that it looks like right, if you look at the trajectory, Rand Paul would be on the correct trajectory, and that excites me.
I would agree with you on that statement. I don't disagree. I've got a question. I got excoriated on the Rand Paul forums blog post.
You're hanging out on the Rand Paul forums?
Ron Paul forums. For one of my stances on this, and I want to ask you a question.
All right, great. We'll talk about Rand Paul. Stand by. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can come back with more here in moments on Free Talk Live.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want. Then coming up, a newsroom in one part of the world is trying an unusual approach to try to increase productivity. And we'll see if that'll help them at all here in a little bit. You can also share your thoughts with us about whatever's on your mind toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Those numbers are brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, please check out ProXPN. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. You download their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices, and you can get rolling and protect yourself online by encrypting your online data. That's what ProXPN software and servers do, and that means that your internet service provider essentially becomes unable to know what you're doing online. They can know you're online, but they can't know what you're doing online because you're encrypted by ProXPN. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab the software, and get started. And when you're ready to upgrade to premium and get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, the ability to privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites, you can do that for just $5 a month by using our discount code FTL50. Now, the 50 stands for 50% off the price of an annual account. Get you a heck of a deal, and all you need to do is punch in FTL50 when you're checking out on the premium account. Though you can save even more by using Bitcoin. Pay with Bitcoin, and you'll get 62% off the price of the annual account. You just need to use this code with Bitcoin. It's FTLBTC. Now, keep in mind, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits, unlike your ISP. They're probably holding on to records of what you're doing online for up to 5 years. ProXPN doesn't do that, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL50 if you're paying with your credit card, or FTLBTC if you're paying with Bitcoin, and get a great discount on some great privacy features. Let's go back to the pizza guy. Now, pizza guy has called in about this Rand Paul thing, and he's back on it. Now, he says he doesn't like Rand Paul, but yet there's something that he's appreciating about Rand Paul's candidacy. He seems to be a bit of a fan, even though he doesn't like him, and Pizza Guy is back with us. Mark, you had a question for him. You didn't have really time to get it out before the break, though, so go ahead.
Yeah, so one of the things that I've posited is that a liberty-oriented candidate that gets into office, and I assume Rand Paul would be the most likely one for that to be, but I don't think I've said, you know, Rand Paul is a danger to the liberty community, but that's essentially what my comments were portrayed as on the Ron Paul forums. Well, my question to you is what do you think about the possibility that it could be the very worst thing for a liberty-oriented president to be elected for the liberty movement? And here's what my point is. Nobody can fix anything in 4 years. And it's unlikely that the economy is going to be – unlikely. It is a 50-50 chance that somehow the economy is going to be better and the world is going to be a better place when – you know, in the 4 years when Rand Paul's done, because mostly what 2020 is going to look like, or 2019, I guess, is when people will probably be voting or thinking about voting. 2019, 2020 is going to look like has to do with what's happening right now and what has happened 10 years in the past. It has little to do with what's going to happen from 2016 to 2019. Do you get what I'm saying?
I totally understand what you're saying, and I can explain to you why you are mistaken.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So so basically, you know, the problem with and why Ian dislikes Rand Paul is because he's looking at him almost in a vacuum. Right. And this question also seems to come from vacuum, albeit a larger vacuum. And that vacuum is, well, if Rand Paul is president and he does a bad job, then that's going to make libertarianism look bad. But Rand Paul being president isn't the only thing that happens when Rand Paul is president.
There's, okay.
And so, like I said before, I'm excited that he's doing so well, because it shows that there's a shifting in the winds. And if he were to obtain the presidency, he doesn't just become president. What has happened is it's shown that there is a groundwork, there is a infrastructure in the political system that would elect a Rand Paul. If that ground structure is there that could do that, then maybe we can do better next time. But if that ground structure isn't there to even elect somebody just like a Rand Paul, then it'll never be there to elect an Amash or a Nalapatano or Napolitano or anybody better, right? And so he's a sign of better things to come. Do you get that?
I get it. I suppose that the argument against what I'm saying is that that, look, you know, if you want a U.S. where there's more personal freedom, then politicians that believe in more personal freedom are something you've got to vote for, and I was going to anyway, in order to get there, and then, you know, the chips are going to fall where they are, whether you like it or not. There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, if Rand Paul was president, I would be supporting somebody more liberty-oriented, but he's not, so I don't have that option. For me, it's always about going from here to there, and anything that's better than here should at the very least be encouraged. And the reason I keep calling in on the issue is, one, Ian, you said before many times that you prefer issues where we don't agree, and unfortunately, but I like calling in a lot, and unfortunately, we don't disagree on a whole lot. So I'm kind of cornered into continuously calling in about how slavery or Nazi Germany wasn't really that bad, which, you know, isn't a position I really like taking. Or I call in about Rand Paul and incrementalism and realism, which is the position that's at least more interesting for me to take. Usually I get called the radical weirdo by everybody who's living in the clouds. And here I get to take the more grounded position, which is, you know, interesting for me. So.
Admittedly, Rand Paul, better than talking about Nazis and slavery.
Did you guys hear Rand Paul on Meet the Press mention Keene?
No. What was that all about? The
Bearcat? The Bearcat, yeah. I think I actually posted that to our Facebook page.
Gotcha.
All right.
Pizza Guy, thanks for the call tonight. Good luck out there. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Johnny Ray, I'm not impressed with Rand Paul. You don't even vote. So, I mean, you were actually somebody who was kind of brought into the liberty movement by Ron Paul, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
No.
No,
that's not quite right. Ron Paul was the presidential election of Ron Paul was happening at the time I moved up to New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and that the reason I moved when I did had something to do with Ron Paul. But
I see.
But before I knew who Ron Paul was, I was for the privatization of the military.
Got it. So, I mean, what's your comparison? I mean, what do you think of this Rand Paul guy?
I think that what's leading the world and the real people leading the liberty movement are the Carlos Millers and, dare I say it, the Ian Freemans. It's not the politicians. I think the politicians are taking their – any politician who's doing anything good is taking their lead from somebody else who's really more of a pioneer, and the politicians are just following along, and that's not where the change is happening. And I think you're sort of wasting your time paying attention to politicians.
Well, it depends on how much time you're talking about wasting here. I mean, you know, like, all we've got is time on this planet, right?
Yep.
And I mean, I would agree if you spend all of your time following politics, yep, you are a groupie. You're not relevant. You're a groupie. But at the same time, it's certain that we're going to have a president, a new president in 2016. Not the same one, right?
Or I don't 70. Have a president.
There's going to be a president of the United States, and you will have a vote if you choose to use it.
Yes.
Okay.
And you will be able to vote in a primary because you're registered to a party. Is that not correct?
I am. I'm a registered Democrat.
There you go. So, you know, perhaps your opinions don't really matter that much since you're a registered Democrat.
Sure, my opinions matter because I can hopefully spread the idea that Rand Paul is not good for the freedom movement and dissuade people.
Bad for the freedom
and
movement?
And dissuade people from supporting him financially in any way, shape, or form and supporting him with their posts on Facebook or whatever. This guy is, you want to talk about damage to the liberty movement, it'll be worse if he gets elected. I agree with that much, and he's already damaging it right now. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, he doesn't even call himself a libertarian. It's all these other people who are forcing that term on him. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides. guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits? No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No. Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find on the site. Again, freetalklive.com, another great website, antiwar.com. They are the source for global news about various different conflicts all around the world, and of course taking the position that war's bad, and they do an amazing job. They've been doing it for a long time. I don't know how many years this site's been around, but I know it's at least a decade, if not two at this point. They're trying to raise $80,000. They've got, you know, staff they have to pay. It's not a cheap thing to be the number one site on the internet for anti-war news and information. And in fact, I believe there is a matching campaign going on right now. Mark, do you know much about the matching campaign?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Roger Ver, who is known as Bitcoin Jesus, he's a big fan of the message that Free Talk Live has, the message that antiwar.com has, and that is one of peaceful interactions. And he is matching everyone's donation right now to antiwar.com.
I believe he's matching Bitcoin donations.
Bitcoin donations. That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. So, now, there is somebody else, I think, who is matching. They've been offered $26,000 in matching funds, and they've been offered $10,000 worth of Bitcoin to match as well. So whether you contribute with Bitcoin or you contribute with PayPal or whatever their options are for
non-Bitcoin. I guess I better give again, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it never hurts. Antiwar.com, go there. They've got the little meter right there at the top of the page that shows you how far they've come. They've gotten to 50,000, but they're pointing out here they need the rest of it. They've got to get all the way to $80,000. It's been tougher for Antiwar to raise money in recent years due to the economic downturn, and they had to let Scott Horton go a couple years back. Luckily, he's still on the air doing his show on LRN.fm, so he's keeping that flame alive, but Antiwar, they had to cut him. As staff. So they definitely need your help at antiwar.com. Your contributions will be matched. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts, and then we'll get into the bizarre story out of one of the newsrooms of the world. We'll tell you about how they're using old technology to try to make things work better today. We'll see if it's going to be successful for them. Greg, you're in New York first, though. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, Greg?
I called in yesterday and I found myself talking about decentralizing social networking because of Bitcoin. So I just thought this is a topic I really enjoy talking about, and it has to deal with liberty. So kind of wanted to bring it up on the air.
Okay, what is it?
Well, basically, I look at technology as a big enabler of decentralizing things that previously we needed to centralize. Mm-hmm. And you could see this all over the place. You could see it. There's this guy, Clay Shirky, who talks about it a lot. You see it, for example, in journalism. It used to be that you would have a journalist privilege. You would have the press badge. And these days, anyone with a blog can be considered a part of the citizen media.
They should be, at least, yes.
Yeah. You could start your own radio show, for example, or anything else. And so that kind of blurs the lines and the protections that journalists, had in the past. Now, who do they apply to? They should apply to everyone. And that's kind of interesting because entire sort of industries are being disrupted. You could see this with Uber disrupting the taxi industry, for example, or Airbnb disrupting the hotel industry. And
right.
So
mm-hmm.
You can basically see the progress of technology kind of disrupting what we've put in place before this technology existed, which was much more centralized. And so entrenched players are definitely, they're looking at ways to protect their turf for now, but
sure,
that's not going to last forever. So I find that to be really interesting. And I think in general, what you guys talk about, governments and sort of having liberty, is in a way decentralizing what we couldn't decentralize before. I think the internet would decentralize government as well. In the next 30, 40 years, hopefully. So that's sort of my thesis there.
How can you see any areas that the internet might further decentralize things? I mean, I guess I wouldn't have guessed this Airbnb thing, and I wouldn't have guessed this Uber thing. These are, they surprised me, I guess. Obviously, I think it's going to disrupt everything. I just don't know what that looks like. Any ideas?
Oh, well, for sure. I mean, this is a huge topic, but just to give you like the shiny examples, look at, for example, hurricane, any hurricane, any disaster that happens, a community often has to wait for the city or for federal funds or some organizations to come in and start rebuilding. But do they really have to wait? So, they right now, there are these centralized services on the internet. For example, Facebook, Google, and so forth. But if you live in a small community, if you live in an African village, for example, there's absolutely no reason why you can't just use your local network. Why do you have to go use Facebook servers? And if you can't reach them, then you can't communicate. So a lot of these things will start getting decentralized, not only social networking, but power generation. There won't be centralized power grids necessarily, but
That would be awesome. And when that happens, I remember reading something about like a nuclear generator that Honda was developing in Japan.
I think it was Mitsubishi,
I don't know, one of those companies. And it was like a really small nuclear generator that you could put out kind of by your air conditioner outside of the house.
It wasn't a thermonuclear. It was depleted uranium nuclear, meltdown proof.
There's no moving parts or anything like that, from what I understand, and it just sits there and generates power. So that was really exciting because I love the idea of decentralizing the power grid. The ancient power grid that many areas of this country have is a major contributor, certainly in the Northeast here, where it gets darn cold for some parts of the year. People die, you know, when the power goes out for long enough. And
don't worry, down in where it's hot, people die when the air conditioners go out, too.
That's true. Yeah. So, I mean, this is pretty serious. And, of course, when the government's in charge, when they allow for a monopoly on power providing, when they protect that old business, that means that we're all stuck in 1970 as far as the power grid is concerned here. And that's a terrible thing. That puts people's lives in jeopardy. Not to mention it's incredibly inefficient to have to shoot all that power across those lines. I mean, that's, you know, there's transmission costs involved in that. If you could shorten the distance, then it would be more efficient.
Exactly. I kind of see government as like a special case of this bigger problem of centralization. I think before the technology exists, government is an emerging phenomenon, and countries are an emerging phenomenon. But once you have, you know, you get to a point where a neighborhood will be able to install sort of a government program, like an open source WordPress, you know, for a blog, you would just install, you would set, you know, it would have some settings, it would vote for what the tax rate would be, what the social services they want. But in general, it could just run the place, and there's not a lot that, you know, you could fill out forms online. There's no reason to stand in line. So I think a lot of it is going towards that, but there's still, I think, a decade or two away for that.
Well, that's because the government doesn't really jump onto tech trends in any meaningful way. I mean, right now, if I want to send a motion to the court, I've got to go down there physically or stick it in the mail. Even though they have fax machines, us regulars aren't allowed to use the fax machine. And, of course, if we were, we'd still be talking about 1980s-level technology. So, you know, you can't submit by email. They have email, but you can't use it because the rules are written for 1910 or something ridiculous.
One of the most backwards laws, I think one of the most anti-economic freedom laws in New York State, where I'm from, is there's a law, there's publication requirement that if you form a certain type of company, which is an LLC, other types don't require this, but if you form an LLC in New York, you have to publish it in two newspapers. Newspapers.
Right.
You know. They're getting harder to find.
Well, or if you create a fictitious name and a variety of go bankrupt and a variety of other things, you have to publish it in a newspaper. I mean,
that's crazy.
You know, why not chisel it out on a stone tablet and lay it out in the sound and have somebody read it out in town square? I mean,
well,
it makes
that's
no
the
sense.
Funny. There was a news story. Actually, there was a story a few years ago about what was, I think it was the Eagle Times, the Claremont, New Hampshire newspaper was going out of business. And apparently the government authorized some sort of a, I don't know if you want to call it a bailout. I think it was technically a loan. I'm not real clear on exactly how that worked. But their excuse for getting involved in this was that, well, we have to have a newspaper. That's our agency of record. You know, like there's these laws that require certain things be published in a newspaper. So the government guys use that as their excuse to bail out this newspaper from failing. Like, oh, my God, what would we do? We wouldn't be able to follow our statutes. We need to save this newspaper.
What would be the agency of record in absence of this newspaper? Yeah, they don't even know.
Crazy.
They don't even know how to talk about it.
Greg, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Like the ideas, decentralization is a good thing. And, yeah, I think it's certainly true. We're going to see more of it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And good segue, because we are going to talk about a newspaper company and a, kind of an unusual approach to trying to make the newsroom more productive. Because, man, they are having a tough time. They need to try everything they possibly can to stay relevant and afloat. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The Internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.
LumberLiquidators.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Velawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.